Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning from the Brazilian Tile Show in Sao Paulo, I'm talking to Marcio Mueller at Eliani. Marcio, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you. Actually, this is my first trip down here to this tile show, so I wanted to come see a friend, somebody that I see frequently in the U.S. at coverings. Just to set the stage for a minute, Eliani is the largest Brazilian tile manufacturer with about $350 million in annual sales. And also, through all this recession, there used to be several Brazilian tile companies that imported in the U.S. You're the only one that still does that, and you still have a warehouse down outside of Dallas. Is that right?
That's right, Kemp. Now, we've been in the U.S. market since 1995. That's when we established our subsidiary in Dallas. It's a really strategic market for us. It's our number one market outside of Brazil, and we feel very strongly about keeping our presence there and keeping our operation and our long-standing customers in the U.S.
And you know, everybody knows, we know what the BRIC countries are. Those are the countries that are growing, that are manufacturing-based. One of those is Brazil. I mean, one of the reasons that we're having less presence of manufacturers in the U.S. is because your domestic market has taken off and your dollar or your RIA has gotten stronger, and that's affected some of the profitability in the U.S., right?
Right. Well, talking about the Brazilian domestic market, just to give you some perspective, at this point, Brazil's consumption of tiles is about four times the USA consumption of tiles. It's the second biggest consumer market in the world for tiles after China. And in the past 4 years, a lot of building, both residential and commercial, the market has really been very strong. And that has motivated companies to focus on their domestic market. Eliani has done so. We have a smaller presence in exports today than we did 5 years ago. But we have done so keeping our commitments and keeping our presence in many international markets, and in the USA is number one, and Canada is number two.
You know, we're in Sao Paulo. You know, this first time I've been here, didn't realize it's the fifth largest city in the world, much bigger than New York City. So, I mean, this country is really on the move, isn't it?
Yeah, the country is in a very positive cycle right now. There was a lot of pent-up demand. There was very little access to credit for construction, for builders and for regular people that wanted to buy homes. Once the conditions were put in place, you know, it set the stage for formidable expansion by the Brazilian economy. And the expectation is for the next 3 years or so to continue to have economic growth at a very good pace and a lot of construction too.
All right, so this most of our audience is the United States. Let's talk a little bit about what you bring in the U.S. I've just been walked around your space here. Very nice booth. And you've got a lot of this minimalistic look that's very popular right now. You've got larger format. You have the wood look. And I think you're in the second generation of that wood look where you've got some of that digital printing that makes it look very vivid. A lot of those products you're bringing over to the U.S., right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the covering show about 6 weeks' time, when we will be bringing our latest introductions using the big press we put in place last year that allow us to make product as big as 24 by 48 inches, using our latest digital decoration equipment that allow us to make very realistic wood looks and travertine and stone looks. So looking forward to the covering show and looking forward to showing all the investments we made in manufacturing last year, how that's going to pay off for our clients.
When you look at the people who buy your product in the U.S., are most of your sales in the commercial market or in the residential market?
Mostly residential. Traditionally, we have been a player in the residential area, both new construction and remodel. We do have some specification sales. Typically, hospitality is our strongest segment in the commercial arena. We have some very good relationships in the commercial market in the U.S. We're looking forward to building on that side of the market.
As I said a minute ago, you're the only Brazilian company that continues to have a presence in the U.S., and you've ridden with us through this recession, but you're starting to see a little bit of an uptick on this other side, aren't you?
Yeah, I am encouraged. I lived in Dallas, and I've lived there for almost 16 years now, and from what I've seen in the past 4 or 5 months, it looks encouraging to me, the signs in economic activity, and now we're all looking at the remodel market to have a better year, and eventually new construction should turn the corner. That's what we're all waiting on.
Well, it's good to talk to you down here in your own country as far as your company, to see, you know, that you do have a major presence and one of the biggest booths at this show. So again, we've been talking to Marcio Mueller, who is the VP of North American Sales with Eliani, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.